come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, push, push, push. Push. Come on, online. Come on, e-church. Push. Push. For breakthrough. We thank you for Pentecost Sunday. Lord, we just thank you for loving us so much. God, thank you for loving us so much. I just see God, the cloud over this place. He's just dumping out pails and puddles of love. And he's saying, I already worked out everything that concerns you. And here's what I keep hearing the Lord say. There is no condemnation in me. Some of y'all don't feel worthy of this thing. Some of y'all about to get baptized and you have been having a conversation all night, saying, I don't even deserve to be baptized. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Stop letting your mind get the best of you. I don't care if you were swinging on a pole last week. God got off of that throne and onto that cross and stretched his arms out wide for you. There is no shame in your game. God said, I want to use you. What are you waiting on? Why are you? I hear the Lord say, why are you being so small-minded? Why are you thinking so small? Why are you letting your feelings dictate and rule your life? Get out of your feelings and get into some healing. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, he's going to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. If you're not walking in exceedingly abundantly, why not? Because you keep stopping yourself. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. Yes, you do. He even put a scripture in the Bible that says, when you fall, get back up again. God gives you grace. Now, he don't give you grace so you can keep messing up. He gives you grace so you can start acting right. You don't wait and come to know Jesus when you get it all together. You come to know Jesus when you're all tore up from the floor up. So he helps you get it together. God showed us in this house through Angela Spretzer. He said, God showed me that this is a house where people's hearts are safe to park. And I don't know what you walked in with, but this is a safe place for you. I'm Elizabeth. Your midwife. I want you to do more than I've ever done in my life. And I want you to go to the top with your heart right. Before I dunk you in that water outside, I want to make sure you know you deserve this. Because once you go in that water, when you come out, you ain't the same person. You can't act the same. You can't talk the same. You can't hang out with the same ratchet people. You can't. You got to do things differently. If you don't like your life, change it. You're a whole grown up. Stop going around those people that make chaos and confusion in your life. But what if it's my husband? When he leaves for work, go around your house and put oil everywhere. If it's your wife, start putting oil everywhere. Anoint your house. Stop getting in your feelings, y'all. There's no money in your feelings and there's no healing in your feelings. So today we got breakthrough. I hear the Lord saying, whatever you walked in with concern with, I've already worked it out. I already worked it out. How do I know this? Romans 8:28. It says that God is working all things together for our good. Always. Say always. I want y'all to give it up for our team. My God. Y'all. Man, I hate it if you miss the retreat, because I hate it. Some of y'all get me every Sunday, but you missed all the good stuff. Something just happens in the retreat. You know, my team always sits down on Tuesday, and we go through things that happen, and they're always like, how can we get that spirit in here every Sunday? I said, we got to get these people at Limitless every Sunday pulling on the anointing like the retreat does. We got to bring that in here, and you got to go back to your churches, and don't you go back to your churches, and don't you compare your church to our church. Stop it. Our church ain't always like this. This is a retreat. You got to go back to your churches, and you got to get involved in your churches, and you got to help your pastors reach the lost. That's what this group is all about. We're raising up disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. You don't have to have no DDA, no DR, doctor, nothing. You ain't got to have no seminary degree. All you got to have is a transformed heart. You know how you always know a good leader? There's a ton of leaders behind them. This room is full of leaders. I ain't never seen so many leaders and so many, golly, entrepreneurs and first people in their families to break the generational curses. And I love it, man. I just want to tell everybody in this room and online, part of our inner circle, I love you so much. I am so honored. This has been by far the greatest retreat. I say that every year. But my brother was sitting in here with me yesterday, and he goes, I cannot believe the difference from January. And I was a little concerned the first night because I wanted everybody laying in the floor. And y'all didn't want to lay in the floor. Y'all wanted to go party. And I went in the office. I said, why won't they lay in the floor and cry? And my brother said, because they ain't broke no more. Y'all ain't broke. We the healthiest group on the planet. Limitless is healthy. The inner circle is healthy. And all your pastors, you're welcome. Y'all may be seated. And then it's funny when we have these move of God's, because yesterday was a total, man, Pastor Leandria, Pastor Carla, Apostle Ramon, Mimi. Y'all, how many people got the Holy Ghost yesterday? How many got scared to death yesterday? Ah! Y'all like, what are they doing? They're handling snakes. No, we ain't. Somebody was crying outside, and they were like, we don't want to not be able to be in the inner circle no more. I don't believe in that. I said, you ain't got to do it. This group is open to everybody. Like, we got people in this group that came in Isla lovers. You know what I'm saying? We got people in this group that were raised Catholic. We got, our job as a group is to love you from the inside out, get your hearts right, and let God do whatever else. The reason we had that whole session yesterday was because today is Pentecost. And Pentecost is, it means freedom. And freedom comes with the more superpower that you got in being a Christian. You know how you can just cuss somebody out? Some of y'all are still from the south side of heaven. I'm just saying, y'all will shoot a finger in a heartbeat walking out of the church. You'll leave the pulpit. Get out of my way! Y'all know some of y'all couldn't even pull in a while ago because you shot somebody a bird at the light, and y'all realized y'all were both shooting. Y'all were both coming in at the same time. You're like, oh, I can't let them know I'm going into that service. So basically what the Holy Ghost does is it kind of gets you right. Instead of cussing, you're just like, The cool thing about us is we give you every tool that you need, and you do what you feel comfortable with and just keep on hanging out with us, and you're going to get better. You can't be in this group and be tore up from the floor up, because you will remove yourself. That's a thing I've learned in this group, man. I ain't got to say nothing. They remove themselves. And so when you go home, you got to remember you're still going to walk through some things. Some people are still going to be in that house. Some people are going to still be in your world. But you ain't even got to worry, because your spirit will aggravate their demons so much that they have to leave your presence. You hear me? You ain't got to fight your spouse. You got to love your spouse. Y'all cannot be going home and being like laying hands on them. Y'all can't be doing that. You got to love your husbands. You hear me? You got to treat them good. Make them pancakes. Get your cooking skills back in order. Love them so much. You're like, when's that retreat? Next retreat. When's that next retreat? When's that next? I'm going to send you about 4 days early. So God makes you better, right? It makes you better. So, y'all, we're starting a new series. Today is Pentecost Sunday. What you just experienced was Pentecost Sunday. That's what I love about our church. We got every kind. Whew. Man, we can shout. We can praise. We can sit. You can do whatever you want to do. But you can feel God's presence no matter what, right? We start a new series today here at Limitless before I go dunk you into some water. And this whole series is going to be stormproof. Say, I'm stormproof. And in the first service, I did it in 10 minutes. They're going to give me 20. Put that to 20. 20 minutes, not 40. Because my son said, he's a millennial, he said, I feel like I got more out of that service than I do when you preach forever. So I'm going to see if I can do it. You hear me? Stormproof. And here's my title. Y'all ready for this? Say, what is it? Look at Hill. Yeah, he's still laying out the flow. I love it. Listen, my title is Don't Miss the Boat. Look at your neighbor and say, don't miss. You can look at me. You can look at me. You can look at me. She's like, y'all ain't looking at me today? Don't miss the boat. Don't miss the boat. My scripture is Matthew 7:25. Y'all ready for this? Say Matthew 7:25. It says, though the rain comes, say it's going to come. If y'all go home and put on the inner circle or the circle at any level, well, I just don't know, y'all. I've been fought so hard since I've been home. Spiritual warfare is so heavy since I've been home. I just feel like every time I go to a retreat for the next 2 weeks, it's hell. I'm deleting your comment. Because we are not acknowledging the devil, because we have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead living on the inside of us. And every time a storm comes, we're going to dance in the puddles. We're not going to give in. We're not going to lay down. We're not going to get tore up from the floor up. We're not. Listen, God is. Here's what God's going to do. When you start feeling warfare, or you start feeling attacks, when you get home, that is God telling you whatever you're hanging out with ain't right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because God is not a God of chaos and confusion. Some of y'all gonna go home and try to behave the same way you behaved before God came in and renovated you. When you're feeling that warfare, a lot of times it's because you are in a place that you already outgrew. And you're gonna miss the boat by patty caking, because the devil don't change, the devil changes you. And if you ain't careful, he will change the faces with the same spirit. You'll get a new job. Well, dear God, everywhere I go, maybe God don't want me to work. That's a lie. Those who don't eat, don't work, don't eat. You got two hands and two feet, go get a job. Because you need to be a soul winner wherever you at. Listen. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it, y'all need to say it with me. It won't last. That ain't Flintstone bedrock. That's I will not be shaken, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the top and not the bottom. You might as well not even throw your best shot at me, because I can move. I will move. What? 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 I'm built with Jesus on the inside of me. It won't collapse, because it is built on bedrock. It is built on solid rock. Here's my points. I'm talking about Noah. That's what we start with today. Let me give you a little bit of backstory about Noah. He was stormproof. Crazy. Crazy. I bet people were saying he on crack. What'd you have for breakfast today, Noah? Crack. That's what some people going to be saying when y'all go home. What happened to you? You are no fun anymore. You went to that thing and just, it's a cult. It's a cult. But they were fine as long as you were all over the place and belligerent. They were fine as long as they were having to escort you to your bedroom. They were fine as long as they could harass you enough for you to open your mouth and come out of your character. Why? Because as long as you were tore up from the floor up, it didn't convict them whatsoever, because you were just like them. You're going to encounter some of this when you go home. Listen, Noah was told to build an ark. Don't miss a boat. God's told you, some of y'all, to do some things and you ain't done it yet. He was told, go build an ark in a place where there was no rain ever. What's going to happen when God tells you to write a book with your special ed self? And everybody said, who going to read your story? Ain't nobody going to read your story. There wasn't nothing really good about you anyway. Use the closest people in your life to do it too. The people that said they would be your ride or die. They're your ride or die until it's something better. He was told to build an ark in a place where there was no rain. So in this next season, what God is going to tell you to do is not going to make sense. Build an ark, because it's about to rain. I love that. That's called joy. Y'all hear him back there? Go build an ark. It's never rained. Can you imagine? It took this man 100 years to build an ark. In the middle of HOA. Can y'all imagine? Some of y'all won't do nothing that's inconvenient for you. Some of y'all won't even witness on your social media pages, because the enemy's got that one person that's always eyeballing you. And every time you put up a post, oh, you must have went to that retreat again, because now you come back holier than thou. And you rip down the post, because just 2 weeks ago you were drunk off your butt and did a live. But here's what y'all don't understand. On the day of Pentecost, early in the morning, there was a whole bunch. How many? 120 that walked up into that upper room, and they got so full of Jesus, they come out stumbling. Kind of like yesterday when we started speaking in tongues in here. It might make some people uncomfortable. But if you realize, if drinking didn't make them uncomfortable, but the Holy Ghost makes them uncomfortable, I'll take the Holy Ghost. Told to go build an ark. God's replacing some of your addiction for Holy Ghost. Because once Jesus fills you, see, this is why y'all keep going back and forth. One day you saved and one day you ain't. I love Jesus, but I cuss a little. No, you ain't saved. Let me tell you why. Because when you get this right and this right, there ain't no cuss words that you gotta. Then y'all like, who made the cuss words anyway? Who says they cuss words? Trying to identify. No, you gotta be set apart. You gotta look different. You can't be crazy. You gotta be crazy for Jesus. But if you want your life blessed, God don't bless a mess. You can't go home and act the way you went. How you came here, you can't go home and act like that. You can't keep doing the same things that you did to get yourself in the situation and then ask God to change it. And when he don't, you get mad at God and don't even go back to church. Leave the group. Don't come back to church. Jump on every gossip bandwagon you can. I'm telling you, Noah was talked about. Noah had two sons, two daughter-in-laws, and he was told by God, Adam and Eve created this craziness when they sinned. Now I got this world that I've created and they crazy. So I'm about to flood them all and start over. That was a thug kind of God. That was the message version of God. Right? He says, they ain't gonna act right ever. So I'm just gonna get rid of them and start all over again. He tells Noah, because you're a man after my own heart, I'm going to save you and your family. That's why it's important who you hang out with. Because when somebody's got the glory on their life, wherever they go, it trickles on you. You get saved just because of the connection. You get elevation just because of the connection. The glory is on them, and you just know it. The glory was on on Noah, and because of that, he got all of the people around him saved. Then God told him, I want you to go tell all the ratchet people that are crazy about me. Tell them I want them on this boat. If they turn from their wicked ways and they repent, if they stop going to the bars and nay-naying and sleeping with people that ain't married to, and getting all them soul ties and having to go back to that addiction, go gossip, try to make themselves feel better, because as long as everybody else looks bad, ain't nobody looking at them. I'm going to give them a chance to get it right. If they get it right, then they can get on this boat and they're going to be saved. But they got to repent. Every one of them were like, ha, 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 ha. I bet you he was all over TMZ. I bet you he was on the cancel culture. I bet you the HOA, I bet he had bills this high. Because every time you don't do what HOA tells you, they always got them rent-a ushers. Your mailbox needs to be painted. There's a scratch. Can you imagine this catastrophic ship? And he's building this ship when it ain't never rained. And everybody's talking about him, and he wants to get off the... He like, God, come on, man, you got to do something. I'm looking like a fool up in here. And God's like, build, build. I ain't never built before. Build. I will give you everything you need. Build. Okay, God, but once I build, what's going to happen? How are we going to feel it? I'll bring it. I didn't tell you how you had to figure it out. I said move. I said move. I didn't say figure it out. I didn't tell you I was going to give you a whole 101 how to move out of this place of desolate. I didn't tell you were going to figure it out. I said I'm a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. I didn't tell you I was going to give you a whole dictionary. I don't come with directions. Move. He gets up there and he's building this ark. And all of a sudden, it comes to 100 years. Let me give you my points because now I got 7 minutes. Noah didn't wait for his ship to come. He built it. Well, I'm going to do better when I get that promotion. When I get a husband, then I'm going to start cleaning my house. When I start making money, then I'm going to tithe. No, he didn't say that. He started building with what he had. Because when God called Noah, he didn't call a conference call. Number two, he planned ahead. It wasn't raining. I'm shaking the rafters. You plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Number two, stay fit. Stop allowing your spiritual mechanism, your spiritual thermometer, to get weakened when you don't see your prayers getting answered when you want them. When a loved one dies and you thought they should get well, stop being mad that God didn't heal your spouse or your child. God needed them. Well, why didn't he take my ex that was crazy instead? God always takes the good ones because they were ready and that one ain't. Stay ready because God might ask you to do some of y'all in here 70 years old. You trying to retire. It ain't time to retire. You just getting started. If there's some things on the inside of you that you ain't done yet that God said you were going to do, you better crank your engine and get you some oil and get your stuff moving again. Stay fit. Because God has got something really big for you. Here's number three. Speed isn't always an advantage. The cheetahs were on board the ark, but so were the snails. Stop comparing your life to everybody else's. Stop trying to be me. Stop trying to be them and be you. Embrace all of you, even your pandemic pounds. You went from keto-ing to eat-o-ing. Embrace it. Because when you don't embrace where you're at, you miss what God is saying to you because you're stuck in depression, in comparison. Some of y'all need to unfollow. Y'all, I got hacked 8 weeks ago on my Facebook. I cried like a baby that first week. Because I had for 9 years, y'all, my prayer calls, we'd have 40, 50,000 people on it. And that thing got hacked. And I heard God say it was a distraction. I said, huh? I was winning all these people. He said, but where I'm taking you, they can see you, but they can't touch you. It was a distraction. I need you to stop building this, and I need you to build this. I need you to get to a place where you're outside of your comfort zone. Some of y'all have seen God shut some doors in your life, and you're trying to give CPR to it. And I hear the Lord saying, let it go, let it go. Watch what I'm about to do. You got to stay fit because the rain is going to come. Hell is going to hit your life because the Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. It is not going to be fair. There is nothing fair about a hacker coming in and taking your life. There is nothing fair about a woman coming in and taking your husband. There is nothing fair about a woman leaving with a man 15 years older than her and leaving you with the kids. There's nothing fair about somebody else getting the promotion you were trying to get. There's nothing fair about that cancer diagnosis that came back. Romans 8:28 said, God is working all things together for your good. Be ready in season and out of season. You can have a meltdown, but make sure it's a strong meltdown. Stop falling apart and laying down for a year. What if Noah would have been like, God, you let me down. I've been building this thing for 100 years. Everybody's making fun of me. I ain't got no friends left. My son's daughter-in-laws are thinking I'm an idiot. Where are you at? He wouldn't have been able to carry the assignment out if he would have got his eyes off of God and put it on them. You got to be ready in season and out. You ready for this? Remember that the ark was built by amateurs and the Titanic was built by professionals. God is saying to you today, stop waiting for somebody else to do what I've called you to do. Stop waiting for somebody else to do. You're going to be the first preacher in your family, but I'm not qualified. My husband don't see it on me. My parents laugh at me. Somebody else has got to do it. They've already told me I'm never going to amount to nothing. I don't have any support. Listen to me. If God can't trust you now, honey, can I tell you how bad the warfare is when you start having millions? There'll be devils looking at you straight in your eyeballs, lying in your face, and you got to be like, okay, bless you. They'll be in your house. But you can't let what they're doing to you get in you. You can't pack your bags and walk out because your spouse ain't acting right. You got to turn up the doggone heat in your prayer walk. And you can't be all when you get home with the oil. You got to be incognito. When he wakes up, he got a big old cross on his head. Y'all see? Tisha's going, that's right. You got to be incognito. He'd be like, what? And it's that crazy lady. Y'all like, well? No, man, you got to get on your knees. I don't need to open my mouth. I just get down on my knees. Oh, you don't want me praying for you. Because when I pray, heaven listens. I ain't got to clap back. I ain't got to steal what you got. Listen, y'all over here fighting because people stealing what you got. They ain't got your sauce. Stop it. If Noah would have listened, he would have never carried out the assignment. He would have never built the ark. He would have left what was right for him because, oh, I don't fit in this group, man. They do some stuff. You better step up. Amateurs built the ark that floated. Professionals built the Titanic. You saw how that went. Y'all like, girl, don't be saying that now. I ain't going on a cruise in June. I can guarantee you that ship ain't going down with me on it. It will be the safest place for you to be is on a boat with me. And Francis. Here's my another point. No matter how bleak it looks, if God is with you, there's always a rainbow coming. Some of y'all ain't where you want to be, but thank God you ain't where you used to be. Here's my challenge. Pastor Lee preached a sermon yesterday called Let Me Reintroduce Myself. We're walking into a season where everything we've been doing is about to come back 100-fold in our lives. You listen to me, because it ain't over. There's always a rainbow. Here's my last point. And above all else, don't miss the boat. Don't get off because things ain't happening. Some of y'all got to go home and say you sorry. Some of y'all been messy. You better hush. She's sitting right beside you. I'm trying to help you now. She sure is pretty. She like, huh? He knows where his bread and butter's buttered. He like, yeah, she dressed me. We even match up in here. You the best dressed man in this house. We see where, uh-huh. Everybody stand. Don't miss the boat because you petty. Don't miss the boat because you broke. You ain't gonna be broke forever. You may not have no money right now. Your money might be funny. So was mine 9 years ago. I couldn't even buy cheese with my credit. But I was building an ark. When God got my life right, I was building an ark in her front, in her living, in her bedroom up top. In a bedroom the size of my old walk-in closet. Couldn't buy cheese with my credit. Had two little boys that needed their mama. I was building an ark. Your ark looks like your testimony. Your ark is your purpose. Your ark is the thing that's going to shift your entire family. Stop being worried about what they say. Stop looking for drama. Stop liking the attention being broken gets you. Stop walking around saying stuff like, this is me, take it or leave it. We leaving it. Why? Because you have the same opportunity to get healed that all of us got to get healed. Stop falling in and saying, oh, here I am again. Somebody come save me. Save yourself. Get up. Get up. Get up. I didn't want to get up. I wanted to lay in that room. And I'll never forget my brother coming up in there. And he said, what are you doing? I said, he said, what are you doing? You look like hell. I said, I feel like I'm in hell. I'm waiting for any second for God to open hell, and I'm just going to go down on the slip and slide. He said, get your butt up. Go get in that shower. This was in 2007. 2006, she let me go lay in my bed and cry. 2007, they were both like, get up. Go get a J-O-B. I'm like, I am not getting a J-O-B. Yes, you are. You got to feed your kids. I get up, put my polyester navy blue Estee Lauder uniform on, look like a whole Graham's biscuit busted. I'd be like, cussing all the way to belt. You hate me! I did it. That's why I can talk to y'all this way. I'm trying to help you not have to. Remember, I'm Elizabeth. You had to be here yesterday to get that. I did it so you ain't got to do it. I did it. I love you enough to tell you, get your panties out of a knot. Now, if you could tie your panties in a knot, you need to go to the gym. Because you're going to feel better. Don't miss the boat. If you're in this place and you say, Kimberly, I'm missing the boat. I've been missing the boat, man, because I've been letting what my mama told me growing up stop me. I've been letting what my ex served me divorce paper, and he all over social media like, I did it. I'm mad at him. You better let him go. You better stop stalking him. I can't. You grow. Block. Well, they keep opening fake pages. Block. Well, they keep getting my new phone number. Block. I want you to eat because I love you enough. In Jesus' way. I want you to eat, but not at my table. Because I'm protecting my heart. Don't miss the boat. Wasting your oil, because everybody's not your assignment. And if you're in this room and you say, I'm missing the boat, I need to rededicate my life to Jesus. I need to accept Jesus in as my personal Savior. Before I dunk you, you need it. I need to know without a shadow of a doubt when I go in that water, I ain't gonna have to drink a bottle of wine tonight. Was wine gonna send you to hell? No, I don't think so. But the bottle? You gonna mess your whole marriage up? When you gotta look at your phone to see what you did the next morning? Because you can't remember how you went to bed, you in trouble. If that's you, and you keep going back, I need you to lift up your hands in this room. Come on, I ain't gonna embarrass you. I ain't gonna tell you to come out front. And I'm not trying to embarrass you either. But I'm telling you, what's done in the dark is about to be exposed, and the enemy can't fight you no more. If you say, I want to rededicate my life, I want you to lift your hands up. I want to accept Jesus in as my personal Savior. Lift your hand. Listen, Linda, listen. You are not waiting until you get it together to come to Jesus. You are getting it together so God can help you get it together. Look at these hands, everybody. Look. Look. Come on, look. Y'all better give God a party. Look at this. Now, everybody in this place, I ain't even gonna make you come down front because I don't believe in embarrassing people. And I believe some of y'all need to rededicate. You just too embarrassed to lift up your hand because you a deacon in your church. But we're about to rededicate. Y'all ready for this? Say, Father, forgive me. You better say it with some unction. Forgive me for everything that I have ever done that makes your heart sad. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Let me love like you love. Let me be you with skin on. Let liquid love flow from my body. Father, change me from the inside out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, you ain't missing the boat, baby. Look at your neighbor and say, I ain't missing the boat. Let me reintroduce myself. Some of y'all need to say, let me reintroduce myself. Some of you spouses, look at your spouse and say, let me introduce myself. Some of y'all need to look at your friend. Let me reintroduce myself. Because I ain't the same one that got drunk on the plane coming down here. Let me reintroduce myself. Jesus, touch my heart this weekend. Y'all listen to me. I am not going to tell you what's right and wrong for your life. My job is to point you to Jesus. And you let God do the rest. There's nothing you can do that's going to make Jesus love you any less. Because God ain't like people. He don't even remember. After we just prayed that prayer, you ain't got to say you're sorry another day in your life for the things that you did before. Y'all hear me? Y'all keep having to repent to certain people. It might be time to put them in your past. Now, you keep talking about something I did when I was 16. Bye, Felicia. I said, bye, Felicia. I ain't said bye, Felicia, in about 4 years. Listen, when you leave this place, don't you feel condemned? Don't you feel like you don't measure up? Because you do. You are limited edition. I started saying limitless, but I want y'all to get too proud. Y'all be out building an ark. Well, real talk, no, God didn't tell you to build no ark. He told Noah to build an ark. He told you to get your mouth straight. He told you to start that business. He told you to write that book. He told you to start that company. He told you to be the first millionaire so you can fund the rest. He told you. Now here's what I'm believing, and I prophesy over you. You can't even go home and fit in the places that you fit before. Y'all gonna go try to hang out with those people, you're gonna be like, I used to hang out with this. Well, Kim, what would Jesus do? Sometimes you gotta let somebody be somebody else's headache. I got something to do for Jesus, and you've been a distraction. Deal? Are y'all excited? For all of you that accepted Jesus in as your personal Savior, welcome to the family. You ain't got to do no Hail Marys. You ain't got to rub no Buddha belly. Welcome to the family. Y'all, I love y'all so much, Inner Circle. I love you, Limitless Church. Limitless Church, I love you. Seeing y'all walk in your purpose is better than winning the lottery, man, for me. I love seeing you delivered. I love seeing you set free. I love seeing you happy. And I love the family that we've cultivated. The community is healthy. And it's because I'm healthy. It's because Mimi's healthy. So before I go dunk y'all in the water, boom shaka, like, we about to have a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Hey, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost. Y'all ready to give? We're going to take up our offering. Then we're going to go outside and eat and dunk people and fellowship. I'm going to see y'all in 6 months. At the next retreat, y'all listen to me. We were sold out of tickets 4 months ago. That's what we were. No, not for the retreat in 2000. She like, girl, bye. We just opened registration. I'm just saying y'all can't sleep on it. Then we got the cruise in 2023 in June. I might gotta get a bigger building. I don't know. Y'all don't know what God's gonna do by January. Because we doing something. Y'all can give 5 ways. You ready? 5 ways you can give: in-house, cash or check. You can give in the kiosk in the back. You can give text to give. Y'all ready to repeat it? 833-245-4502. 833-245-4502. You can give online at limitlesschurch.live. You can give on Cash App, My Limitless Church. And you can give by Venmo, My Limitless Church. Everybody sitting on your feet? I want you to bring your phones up here, even if you paid in your phones. Online, you just squish it down and lay hands on your phones. Bring it on down and tap it on the... Father, we just thank you for every person that walked in this building, every person that is traveling home. Father, I pray angels around them. There will be no delays in the airports. There will be no friction in the airwaves. There will be no collisions on the roads. God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Lord, I pray over the husbands. Every husband that is connected to a woman in this place, that God, you fill that man of God up. Let him feel your love. Let him lead the families. Give him a touch of the Holy Ghost. Keep him healthy, God. Keep him clear-minded, God. And I pray for every marriage in this place, that marriages are strong. I pray for every single person that is desiring marriage, that God, you get us ready for that bow chicka wow wow. Get us ready. Don't let us settle for Bozo when you're trying to bring us Boaz. Don't let us settle for Delilah when you're trying to bring us Ruth. God, do a work in our children. Come on. Take care of our children. Y'all ready? And Lord, we pray a hundredfold return. Every person that sows into this good dirt will receive a hundredfold return. And every person that wanted to give but couldn't, Lord, we pray you give them an abundance overflow in their finances. Lord, I pray Amos 9:13 over this house. It won't be long now. God's decree said things are about to happen so fast. Our heads are about to spin. Blessing upon blessing. We won't be able to keep up. In Jesus' name we pray. Y'all, don't miss the boat. Reintroduce yourself as the woman and man of God that God created. On the count of three, I want y'all to give God a shout. Y'all ready? One, two, three. One more time. One more time. Scare your neighbor's eyebrows off her face. One, two, three.